Welcome to the Space Center. You're listening to Tara Bhattacharya, and she has been playing the Korg, and she is also Tara Bhattacharya Reed is your full name. And tell us what we just heard. Come to the microphone and tell us what we just heard.
That was Choral Breathing. This is a piece I wrote as a tribute to Alice Coltrane.
Right.
And to her, to the spirit of universal consciousness and respecting all nature and life and, yes, respecting spirituality.
Okay, thank you so much. And this is all part of the events that's going on at the Blanton Museum on the University of Texas campus at basically MLK and Speedway or Congress.
That's right.
And that's Adam Bennett, who's from the Blanton Museum, and he's inviting you to come and share the fun at the Blanton and Sound Space, which is going on this weekend at 2 o'clock at Blanton Museum. Parking at the Blanton right there, easiest by. And you don't have your short haircut on today.
Swapped it out.
Yep. And you have no haircut on today.
That's my status quo.
We all
these
have
days.
different haircuts at different times of our lives. Okay, so now there's also another event that I want you to talk about. Steve Bryant is here to talk about.
Steve Parker. Steve Bryant. He's the tuba player.
Oh, yeah, the tuba player. How many times have I gotten that mixed up with
I've
you?
I've never been, it's an honor to be confused with Steve Bryant.
Right.
He's a very regal beard.
Steve Parker.
But yeah.
Is our guest. And watch out. The older you get, you'll be twisting things around too. Okay, so there's another event has to do with the cultural, Austin cultural events, and you're going to talk about that a little bit too.
Sure. Yeah, this is actually part of the Art in Public Places program at the City of Austin Cultural Arts Division. Yeah, now on just starting September 1st, the Tempo program has been installed, and these are 9 public art projects. These are all facilitated by Sue Lamb and Anna Bradley in the Art in Public Places department, and they're temporary public works that are on display. There's quite a range of really interesting temporary public art, and each one is placed in a park. There's a sound work by Eric McMaster that comes to mind, like a quadraphonic sound work. There's also...
Are they all sound related?
No. They're all... most of them are objects, like physical objects. Another one is one, I think, at the Carver, near the Carver Library on the east side that my wife and son just went to. It's a series of birdhouses that also function as mailboxes.
I bet kids would love to see that. Where is that again?
You have to check the City of Austin Art and Public Places website for that.
Website of the Cultural Arts Division of the City of Austin.
Yeah. And I actually happen to have, I'm a trombone player, and I also work with brass in a number of different ways, and I have a number of sculptures that are function as...
You mean you work in brass...
Like I make metal. Stuff out of brass. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and so these are designed, inspired by World War II acoustic locators. You may have seen some of these photos. I'll show you some in a second if you haven't. Mm-hmm. Some people call them war tubas. They're like enormous structures that are like megaphones for your ears, and they were pre-radar machines. So I have a couple of those that are made out of sousaphones and euphoniums and some trombone bells, and those are just intended to amplify the existing soundscape that's present, and those are at the Science and Nature Center.
Is it anything like holding a big conch shell up to your ear?
Well, it's sort of like that, but those seal, those form like a... So you do, there's an element of that, because the sea that you hear, quote-unquote, that you hear on with a conch shell.
There's a sea in there, I'm telling you. There's no question.
Yeah, in addition to the sea inside the conch, or conch, you...
It's either way. Yeah. I looked it up.
Yeah, we've had this discussion before.
Right.
But that's air, like, moving in and out. But then in addition to that... you also have your it's amplifying existing sounds, like it's a megaphone.
If a bird flies by and chirps.
Yeah, or traffic, or insects, or voices, just anything. I mean, it's sort of, you might say it's a riff off of 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And that's Cage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're all over the place here. Now, I'm looking at Terry Bonus over there at the piano, and he's got a smile on his face, and he's got other musicians in the room with him, and it looks like we've got Andre Hayward, who plays the trombone, speaking of trombones, and that's Steve's instrument too. Yep. But Andre just won some famous award. Didn't he?
It's been a little while since you won the Monk Award.
Oh yeah, that was a Monk
that's
Award.
That's what you're referring to.
Yeah. Right. Tell us what was that.
I won the International Thelonious Monk Trombone Competition back in 2003.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. And
Thank you so much. What
are you going to be playing today with these other fine people?
Actually, we got two selections from our set list.
Mm-hmm.
The first tune that we're going to play is a Alice Coltrane original entitled Blue Nile. And this is from Pita the El Dahoud and recorded in 1970.
And this is something we'll hear at the Soundspace event on Sunday.
Yes, you will.
Okay. So play on.
All right.